With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everyone has a ton of questions right now about what's going on with athletics, and in particular, high school athletics, and you know, school comes first too. So, trying to figure it all out. A little bit of a shakeup last night with the Ohio High School Athletic Association. So, Dan Leffingwell, who is the board president of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, kind enough to join us today, especially on short notice. Dan, how are you doing today?
Are you there?
Hi, Dan. Yeah, we're here.
Okay, hey, guys.
You there?
Sorry, thought I lost you. Yeah, hey.
Hi, Dan.
Thank you very much. I think the last thing I heard is, how am I doing?
Yes.
We're doing okay. You know, just finished up a meeting here at our school talking about our return to school plans. And obviously athletics and fall sports is a big question for us, just as it is every school district through Ohio. So we certainly know from an athletic standpoint that that's on the front burner. And obviously a change of leadership that was announced yesterday, certainly not the most timely decision, but yet one that could not be avoided.
Dan, interesting. I mean, if you on you know, social media is social media. There's always two sides to a story. Jerry Snodgrass, obviously well-respected. He wouldn't have got the job in the first place if he wasn't well-respected.
Sure.
Just your thoughts on what he was able to do and then what the Ohio –
Well, you know, like many people out there, you know, understand I've been involved in high school athletics my whole life. I've served on a district athletic board for 20 years. I've had a long relationship with Jerry myself, just like many of those folks on social media. And I will tell you, the one thing that he brought to our association for a number of years was just passion for high school student athletes, our member schools. You know, he was a tireless advocate for our member schools, and he brought a lot of energy and a tremendous, tremendous work ethic to the association. And we're definitely and obviously going to miss that. And that's why, you know, when you read all the, you know, the speculation out there on social media and all the accusatory remarks toward myself and the board, understand that decisions like this don't happen lightly, and they certainly didn't happen without a lot of thought and a process that brought us to this point. So, but no means does this decision overshadow the work and the value that he's brought to the organization and member schools.
Dan, changes don't happen unless there are disagreements, so there must be topics of disagreement. What is it that you guys are trying to work through here that causes some change?
Yeah, you know, I would maybe disagree, and obviously I've got to be, you know, very guarded in my comments. As this, you know, I'm not going to get into a lot of personnel issues, and certainly wouldn't be fair to anybody. I can dispel a social media rumor. There is absolutely zero truth that there was a breakup, so to speak, because somebody wanted to move fall sports to the spring and spring to the fall. To date, we've had no conversations about that. Actually, today in Columbus, Return to Play Committee is meeting, and that is really, given the governor's guidelines, the first real formal conversation taking place at the office about that with the entire staff. But there's absolutely zero truth to the fact that there was a disagreement over one faction wanting one thing and the other wanting the other. That's just certainly not true.
Dan, thank you for clearing that up, because I think that was a Like, I looked at that last night, and I kept saying, well, is this – there's just no way. This just doesn't – I mean, if and you still have to work around – you have to work around the issues of COVID-19 and trying to figure out what's best for sports. And I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm glad that you clarified exactly what was being said last night, because I didn't think – I wanted an answer more than sitting here trying to listen to people speculate. So thank you for answering that question.
Well, I tell you what,
said,
I would love to – go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, where are we headed with...
I'd love the opportunity to clear the air on a lot of things. As you guys understand, I will clarify those things in which I can, and then there may be many things where I simply can't comment, but I will certainly do my best to get everybody on the same page.
Dan, thank you. So, all right, so let's do this. What direction does the board want to go in? Obviously, you're going to have to go out and look, and you know, Bob Goldring's a good man, and he's going to be the interim. He's done this thing before, but what is the direction the board wants to go in now with high school athletics?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. First of all, first and foremost, our mission is to serve member schools, and that will never change. And actually, a lot of the financial reductions that were made several months ago were done so to protect the fiscal sustainability of the organization moving forward, and the people least affected are impacted by those changes were our member schools. So that's always going to be our top priority. And there's no greater priority right now than providing support and guidance as every member school figures out how they're going to return to play this fall. So that's first and foremost. We believe that in the interim, Bob gave us a familiar face in the office. And the one thing that we know through Bob, he's going to utilize the expertise that's already there in the office to bring this guidance and these guidelines for our schools into focus ASAP. We feel like that there's a lot of quality people that work at the OHSA, and we think that Bob will work collaboratively with the team to bring those guidelines to fruition. So that's the immediate. We plan before the end of this week to announce the search. And we're going to conduct a search, and again, I don't have all the details here in front of me, but we will probably accept applications and resumes for approximately a three-week period, and we hope to have a full replacement in, you know, possibly in the next 5 or 6 weeks if possible.
Dan, if school's back in session in the fall, students are in class, is there any reason you can't have fall sports?
Well, I'm just one person, and I don't represent the Iowa Department of Health, but we just finished a meeting here in my school district, and I see no reason. This is me representing me. This is just one guy's opinion who's been in the business for 30-some years. As Noble Local School Superintendent, I see no reason that, first of all, our plan is to bring all of our kids back to school starting August 19th and following the guidelines set by the governor. We believe that we can do the same thing in athletics for our students as well. So that's my perspective. Now, let me tell you some of the factors. We're sitting here in Noble County where we're level one. We have minimal number of cases. We actually have the lowest number of cases in the state. Those guidelines might look quite different if you're a level three or four or you're in a hot spot. So I certainly understand that every district in this state are dealing with a different set of circumstances, and they're all dealing with a community with different expectations. Balancing that is critical, and it's unique to every district.
So where do we stand then on trying to get – I mean, what is the COVID-19 plan then? Just to kind of do what the districts need to do? Are we talking – I think we all are just searching for answers. I don't know if the answers are there, but so what is the
plan? Absolutely. No, I think it's a fair. I think that's a fair question, and I will tell you it's one we've had to answer in our district and across the state since, you know, school closures in March. You know, I would tell you I do think there's a lot of differentiation that's needed because it looks different a level four county than it does a level one county. I think today, you know, the meeting going on currently at the OHSA office, trying to balance what the governor's permitting, what the guidelines allow. We're trying to bring a plan together that I think will provide, you know, districts with some choice and flexibility. But I have to tell you, that work from an OHSA board member perspective, today's meeting is really the first opportunity to discuss any of those things. I know Jerry and the staff have been working behind the scenes on some things, but as a board member, we've not been privy to what any of those plans are.
Gotcha.
Let's get some high school sports going, Dan.
Yeah, we're right. So I just want to.
Yeah, your guys are playing summer baseball. You know, football's a different beast, but, you know, everything else, I would think you can play them without a hitch.
Yeah, I would agree with you. We certainly hope to provide those opportunities for kids in the fall, and just like we want to have school in the fall. And so, you know, today, just to let you know, is the first day my community is going to hear that we plan to return all of our students on August 19th. Actually, you're hearing it here before anyone in my community knows. So
nice.
We're going to start trying to bring this thing to, make these things public as soon as we possibly can.
Dan, when do you think we'll have answers from Ohio High School Athletic Association about the big picture plan? You know, are they hoping to have it like within a week or two? Or, I mean, obviously we know as we're covering all the major sports that things change every day, but is there some kind of a timeline that the board's kind of saying, we need to make sure that we've got our ducks in a row by this date to hopefully move forward and make sure that we get our athletics moving?
Yeah. Well, if you'll permit me, I'd like to answer that question this way. You know, first of all, maybe contrary to popular belief or contrary to popular belief on social media, our board has really tried to stay in their lane and be the board members that support the work of the paid help, the experts that work in the office, if you will. We've really not been setting expectations or timelines or guidelines because we understand that things are changing daily. So my answer to your question is I think we would all like those guidelines as soon as possible. To put a timeline on that, I'm certainly not able to do that. I would tell you that I think that's probably what's being discussed today in Columbus. And I could not be at that meeting today. Several of our board are. I was in Columbus, obviously, yesterday. And I would think that as that committee begins their work today, because it's the first time the entire staff is back in the office today. Most have been working remotely, but their primary order of business this morning was start to provide answers for those very questions you have. So I would hope that we would hear some, at least the beginning of that discussion as soon as possible.
All right. So I just want to leave with the big picture. So as of right now, everything seems status quo for the sports that are in the seasons that they're supposed to be in, right?
Yeah. To date, there's been no conversation that I've been involved with as a board member and I've heard of that involves switching seasons or spring to fall and fall to spring. To date, there's been no conversation. I can't tell you that may not come up as a topic in today's meetings in Columbus, but I've certainly not been privy to any of those conversations. And it certainly was not a cause for disagreement that led to our recent change.
Dan, thank you so much. Appreciate your time, especially on short notice and giving us, answers to questions that I think folks have out there. And Dan, I appreciate your time very much. So thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Stay safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.